degrees. Some rain, some freezing rain coming down at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. I am Chad Holmes, and this is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Yep, we have been watching and waiting. What's that old Tom Petty song? The waiting is the hardest part. Winter storm warning in effect until 9 a.m. tomorrow. We expect some rather significant heavy snow coming up starting here very, very soon. And again, it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be fun trying to shovel. It's not going to be fun trying to plow. But it's not going to be fun trying to travel as well. But again, this is our first significant snowstorm of the season. It's something we're going to keep a very close eye on here throughout the course of this program and through the next few days on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. And to start things off here today, we're going to talk to our meteorologist, Ray Miller. Ray, of course, we get a chance to talk to him every day at 3:06, starting off the second hour, but we're going to bring Ray in a bit early here today, talk about this big storm with the winter storm warning in effect for our listening area until early tomorrow morning. And Ray, to begin, it's really been an interesting storm because we're starting off today. It's been a lot of rain. It's been hanging around freezing all day long. Some rain, some freezing rain, obviously it leads to some slick roads as well. But we're just waiting for the changeover to snow. And what do you think? When are we going to start to see some of the snow from this rain?
It is going to change over. The question is when, and the timing's still a little bit uncertain, but we think at this point, late this afternoon and into the evening hours, we'll see the most likely time for that changeover to all snow. So through this afternoon, still kind of the slushy and icy conditions we've been dealing with here through much of the day. Temperatures hold steady in the mid-30s with southeast winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Perhaps an inch of snow between now and sundown, and then the snow becomes heavier overnight tonight. 6 to 9 inches of snowfall possible through the night tonight with a low of 29 degrees and east winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Snow mixing with rain again Thursday with highs in the mid-30s. Friday, couple of snow showers with a high of 29, and then snow chances again Saturday with a high of 26. Sunday, partly sunny and quite cold, high of only 19 degrees. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
And Ray, I know that you've spoken earlier about this being a heavy snow, not one of those where it's like floating down from the sky, but rather heavy snow. Is it going to still be that way?
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. With those temperatures just hovering right around the freezing mark, that means the snow is going to have a very high water content. It's going to be that kind of slushy snow that has kind of the consistency of a bowl of oatmeal, the kind that's much harder to shovel. So be sure and take your time. If you're not using a snowblower and you're using a shovel, be sure and pace yourself because it is going to be a workout getting that snow cleared.
And you said to wrap things up, once we get through all this snow over the next few days, it turns colder at the end of the weekend. So often it does that. It seems like if we get these snowstorms and then it gets really cold afterwards.
Yeah, it's pretty frequent. What happens, these low-pressure systems move through, the winds become northwesterly behind it, and it draws down air from the northwest, and this time of year, of course, the air that is off to our northwest is much colder. We're dragging down Canadian and polar air, so that drops our temperature significantly, and then those cold temperatures tend to stick around in the wake of those storm systems because you have high pressure settling in that doesn't allow for warmer air to return, so you get a decent amount of sunshine. But a lot of that heat energy from the sun goes towards melting off the snow instead of warming up the air.
Okay, Ray. Well, thank you for the information. I'm sure we'll be talking to you and the other folks at Weatherology as this storm continues. But try to stay safe yourself, and we'll talk again real soon.
I'll see you then. Take care.
And right now in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue, again, there's some light freezing rain, some fog, some mist, just a dark kind of dreary day here in the Wausau area. Temperature has stayed rather mild, 33 degrees. That's why we have not seen the snow quite yet. That's the temperature. It's been hanging around and even just a little bit above freezing. 33 degrees. The winds are out of the east at 13 miles per hour, gusting as high as 23 miles per hour. So that means a wind chill factor of 24. The dew point is 29 degrees. The relative humidity, 85%. Barometer at 29.78 inches, and the visibility down to 2.5 miles. Just to recap, the winter storm warning remains in effect until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Expect the mixed precipitation changing to heavy snow, a total accumulation of 6 to 11 inches expected. And not only that, those wind gusts, that will make it more difficult. Winds gusting as high as 35 miles per hour here in Marathon County. Travel is going to be very difficult. Again, I would encourage you that once you get home from work or just done with whatever you're doing this afternoon, try to get home, stay indoors tonight, and then hopefully by the time tomorrow morning rolls around, the plows have done their work and things will be back to better driving conditions. But it looks as though in the evening and overnight hours, it's going to be very, very difficult. So again, we are going to talk about the weather, going to keep you informed on the weather as we continue here on the Chad Holmes Show. But we got to take a break and then it's time. It's that day. It's Wednesday. Every other Wednesday, get a chance to talk to Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation. We'll talk to Sean about some great shows coming up for the Christmas season. And also, what happens when you have weather like this may cause a postponement or a cancellation? How does that affect what happens at the Grand? We'll talk to Sean Wright about that coming up here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Thursday night is a first-place showdown in Wisconsin Valley Conference hockey as the Wausau West Warriors play host to Stevens Point. Hear all the exciting action on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Starting with pregame show at 6:40 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Hockey on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club, Sun Printing, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department, the Wausau West Hockey Senior Class Parents, and Four Seasons Golf. It's Wausau West taking on Stevens Point in a Wisconsin Valley Conference hockey showdown. Thursday night, starting with pregame show at 6:40 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Home show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. The time is 2:17. Again, our area is currently under a winter storm warning. Still waiting for the snow to arrive. It's been a dark and wet day, but rain and freezing rain. But it will change, expecting, as we heard in our weather forecast, anywhere but between now and when the snow ends, Friday night, I should say, could be upwards of more than a foot of snow. Again, we will keep you up to speed on the weather forecast and on this winter storm as we continue. But scheduled right now to talk to our friend Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation. And Sean has not arrived yet. He always comes in right at the last moment. And I think with the slick roads and the weather conditions and even a show tonight, and I got to look it up here to see whether or not the weather conditions have affected what is scheduled over at the Grand Theater, but still waiting for Sean Wright. right. Hopefully he'll be able to pop in here in the next few minutes and we can talk about some of the activities going on at the Grand. In fact, one of the great events every year at the Grand Theater, I think that folks here in Central Wisconsin always look forward to coming up on Friday, the John Altenberg Christmas Extravaganza. Boy, that one's been going on for so many years, and it is scheduled this Friday night, and I'm sure we'll get a chance here, as I think Sean has just arrived, and I think he's popping in. Yes, he has! No rush, Sean. Sit down. No rushing, because I know today getting around is not very easy, but I'm just glad you're... Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a little slippery out there.
Well, the good news is the snow hasn't started. The bad news is we're going to get a lot of it.
Yes.
Before we start talking about activities at the Grand, I want to ask you, because we've talked in the past about how you work to get these shows in, and these schedules are so very, very tight. I deal with postponements with my high school sports, but what you do is, you know, maybe you do it this weekend or next week or even next month.
Yeah.
There's not really a problem in rescheduling games. But I imagine for you, this has got to be one of the most difficult aspects when a major storm comes in and somebody that's a national touring group it has this night to be in Wausau. Boy, this must cause a lot of headaches.
Yeah, it does. You know, I think not long after I started, I had an agent who, you know, I think was based out of Los Angeles, obviously, say, you know, well, why don't you guys just only book shows when there's not chances of winter storms? And I said, well, then we would book 3 months of the year at an indoor venue when everybody in the state of Wisconsin wants to be outside because we've been inside for 9 months. I said, no, this is, you can't just say, oh, 2 weeks in February, another in that, we'll be good.
Take the roof off the Grand then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. No, it is a challenge. You know, it's a challenge because at times you, a show has to happen. You know, sometimes even when the weather isn't perfect, because if the artist can get here at the old edge, if the artist is here and ready to perform, the show goes on.
Yeah.
The challenge then becomes everything else to make a show happen. And then, of course, you do have the instances where a major winter storm occurs and an artist simply can't get here. And that's what, you know, as you alluded to, that's when it can get real fun because, sometimes the artist is booked 6-9 months out. Now, you know, we joke that we got a lot of practice with that in the pandemic and scheduling and right. rescheduling. So we've gotten used to it. But yeah, there's nothing worse. You know, we were really fortunate tonight. We were supposed to have, of course, the From Kids to 1 to 92, the Michael Bailey, Steve March Terre May show featuring local students. And it just worked out for their schedules because they're, both based out of the Fox Valley. Mm-hmm. To just move it forward, you know, next week, a week from tonight, simple, easy. Oh. So, yeah, in a world where it can be really complicated, that was a beautiful thing to be able to get that, have that conversation last night and say, yeah, let's just move it a week. We've got the date open, you're open, let's do it. Because, of course, they want the high school students to be a part of it, and that just wasn't going to happen tonight.
Right. So bottom line, tonight's show has been postponed
One week from tonight. Yeah, 1 week from tonight. But tickets, if you've got tickets, just hold on to them. They're valid. And, you know, if you don't have your tickets left, it's a really, really fun mm-hmm. show. And, you know, and now it's outside of a week where we have a show every night. So it's our last show before the holidays. So come out and join us.
Before we talk about, got one of the, I think, one of the most favorite shows coming up here in a couple of days. Since we last talked a couple of weeks ago, I know you had some really great shows. How have things been going?
Yeah, things have been great. You know, it was wonderful to have the Nutcracker back and just big, big crowds. We were so excited for them. And, of course, the Midtown Men did a fantastic job, the Four Stars from Jersey Boys. Mm-hmm. And then, Wausau Community Theater's Christmas Carol, George Winston last night. It's been a very full schedule. The Wausau West Holiday Concert.
Right.
It's been a very, very busy holiday season, but it's exciting. And, yeah, we've had good shows, and we've announced a new show. We will be bringing in Ruben and Clay 20.
Yeah, yes. I saw that, actually.
Ruben Studdard, yep. Clay Aiken, two 2023 is the 20th anniversary of their run on Idol.
Which is amazing when you think about it.
Yeah, that's scary when you think about it.
That's another way to put
it. And, of course, they've both been touring and doing some things. Ruben's had a great success with a Luther Vandross tour that he takes out. But they're getting together for the first time since Idol. They had a very brief run in 2019 of a Broadway show that was loved, that was going to go out. And then the touring industry shut down for 2 years. So, yeah, we're really excited. We're actually one of the smallest markets to have this show. And so those tickets just went on sale today.
When is it?
Yeah, it's coming up in May 16th, to be exact. So,
Weather problems in May.
No weather problems. Yeah, it's quite a week. Ruben and Clay on May 16th and Lewis Black on May 18th. Oh, I don't know if you can get further on the spectrum than two American Idols and Lewis Black.
I will say Ruben and Clay are fantastic. But Lewis Black is a national treasure.
Yes,
I'm just going to say that right now. I'm going to circle my calendar because
he just had the last show of his 2022 run of dates, and literally it's not him. Whoever is social media, they posted his voice and posted and said, I'm taking some time off. I'll be back out on the road in February. Really, I'm just taking time to get riled up about a bunch of things.
Very good. We're talking to Sean Wright, the executive director of the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation and the Grand Theater here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. But just over 48 hours away from, it could be argued, the annual event that really gets people as excited as anything with Altenburg.
Absolutely. The Altenburg Christmas Extravaganza with John and Janet Planet and Brad Emanuel and Randy Schmidt. I mean, they just add players each year, and it is a Christmas tradition. I mean, it's 20 going on. Well, I will say I think we've said something in the brochure about decades, and John said, don't say for decades. But it's true. It's been, 25 years.
Didn't they retire at one point?
They did. They retired at one point.
But couldn't stay away?
No, I couldn't stay away. And, I give my general manager, Mary Little, who's been at the Grand for 20-plus years, a lot of credit for that because, John always was kind of a one-man band and putting the show together, selling the tickets, doing everything. And she, went to John and said, John, come on. You love doing the show. You just hate all the other stuff. Let us bring you in, put you on our season, present you. And then all you got to worry about is lining up the players and doing that. And that was back in 2014 was the first year back after probably about a 6 or 7 year hiatus. Right. And ever since they've been on the schedule. And it feels like Christmas once we've had the Altenburg Christmas show.
Is it sold out?
There are a handful of tickets left. But when I say a handful, I mean like a single ticket, maybe a pair here or there. But yes, it is basically a sellout yet again.
So if you can hear our voice, get on there right now.
Yeah.
Because they might be gone by the time we stop talking in a couple of minutes.
Absolutely.
Is this the final event before Christmas?
Well, actually, we've got Altenburg on Friday night, and then on Saturday night, comedian Rodney Carrington be at the Grand, and that show is sold out. And so, working with our good friends at Outback Concerts out of Nashville, and so the first time Rodney's been in the market, of course, big on the Bob and Tom show for years, and then Steve March Torme and Michael Bailey with the rescheduled show next Wednesday.
Yeah, so not rest yet for the weary.
Not yet.
It has been a run here, hasn't it? I imagine that you kind of have a chance to take a deep breath before 2023 begins, right?
Yes. Yeah. We were looking at Saturday as our last show till January 12th. So now it's a week from today. But then, Champions of Magic is the next show on January 12th. And it's great to kick off the new year with that because we have about 60 tickets left for that. Oh, and then we turn around with Hairspray, the Broadway musical, on the following Monday, which is sold out as well. So it's great to have that 1-2-1-2.
It feels like, again, maybe I'm off, but when I talk to you, it feels like tickets have been selling great this season, haven't they?
Yeah. It feels like, the industry as a whole is still a little wobbly, but it feels like we've sort of come back strong. And, we can't thank our patrons enough for coming out and supporting shows at the Grand.
So it's a wonderful start to the season. And I guess it'll be the last time we get a chance to talk before Christmas. I want to say thank you as we got this program underway here in the last few months to hear about the arts. And I just think it makes Central Wisconsin and Wausau here in particular such a special place to live, to have these opportunities. And I think as we end 2022, it's something to really be thankful for.
Well, I appreciate that. And we're just, we're so appreciative of this community. I mean, you know, anytime you look at the national, international rankings, and there we are again, and it's Radio City Music Hall, it's the Ryman, it's, you know, Madison Square Garden, and then there's the Grand Theater in Wausau. That's because of this community and their support of all of the arts.
Sean, thank you. Try to stay safe here during this big snowfall, but we'll talk to you again real soon.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Sean Wright from the Grand Theater, again, the Executive Director of Performing Arts Foundation and the Grand, and of course, so many great shows, and we'll get a chance to talk to Sean about 2023 when we get back together with Sean. We'll take a quick break and come right back here on Bow Falls Radio, On Friday night, the Marathon High School boys basketball team looks to stay undefeated, traveling to Stratford to take on the Tigers. Hear all the exciting action on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. And 12:30 on BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Marathon High School basketball on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30 is brought to you by Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, the Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, Fisher Transportation, Four Seasons Screen Printing, County Materials, Twin Forest Products, the Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Chiefs, Marathon City Sports Center, Marathon Family Dentistry, Marathon Park City, Mark's Chiropractic, and People's State Bank. It's Marathon at Stratford in high school boys basketball. Friday night, live on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, starting with pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. At home show on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30. Again, you can tune us in online. We encourage you, in fact, to tune in online. BowFallsRadio.com. Also through your mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And of course, I've been talking about it. If you haven't got it, what are you waiting for? Get the Civic Media app. Civic Media app. Be able to tune into Bow Falls Radio, but also be able to tune into the other stations on the Civic Media Network. While I'm on the air, there's other programs on Civic Media that you can catch at a later point because we do have an archive, a page for our shows where all the shows are put into a podcast form. You can tune in to my show and others as well. So get that Civic Media app as well. Thanks again to Sean Wright for joining us, Sean. Terrific guy, number one. It's always fun to talk to Sean. Great guy and does such an amazing job of bringing incredible entertainment here to Central Wisconsin. I think it's worth underlining what Sean was saying at the end. When you look at listings of some of the greatest art houses basically throughout the country, and you see some of these incredible venues throughout the country in big metropolitan markets, and then you'll see the Grand Theater in Wausau. And not only the venue, which is an incredibly beautiful venue, you feel it when you walk in there and you sit down and you get ready to watch a production, whether it's a local production, a national touring production, a worldwide musical act or stand-up comedian, whoever it may be, it's a special place to see a show. And it's a special place to perform. I've been very lucky in my life that one time I did perform in a community theater production on stage at the Grand Theater. The act of being on that stage in front of people in that house was very, very special to me. Many years ago. The only disappointment of that show, I was not as good as I should have been. And it still kind of eats at me. Why didn't I click in the way that I should have clicked? It was actually the show Born Yesterday. Are you familiar with the Born Yesterday? It was a play on Broadway originally with Judy Holliday. Made her name in that production. And I had a chance to play one of the leads, and I did not do as well as I wanted to. And it, again, I think about that from time to time, and I should have let it slide off my back. But again, you know, you have that opportunity. I still savor the chance to be on stage at the Grand, but again, that sort of sticks with you. And again, don't forget, coming up on Friday night, John Altenberg Christmas Extravaganza. As Sean said, hard to believe, but there are a handful of tickets, he said, basically, and he's not kidding. If you are somebody that wants to go and see the Christmas show that is a favorite of so many people here in central Wisconsin each and every year, John Altenberg Christmas Extravaganza coming up on Friday night at the Grand Theater. You can go to grandtheater.org. Again, that's grandtheater.org to be able to check it out online, and also make sure that you can go right to in person at the tickets office. You can go by call up to the Grand as well, 715-842-0988. And again, just take advantage. And that's the thing. We are lucky to have these opportunities, and I'm just looking ahead even beyond John Altenberg. You got, after the start of the new year, you got Champions of Magic, five world-class illusionists coming on Thursday, January the 12th. It's basically, you know, like a Vegas show. I mean, I love going to Vegas. It's, you know, you feel that energy when you go to Vegas. I go to Vegas every summer, which is, you say, why? Why would you go to Vegas in summer when it's 115 degrees during the day? Well, I like to play poker, and that's when the World Series of Poker is. So I go in during the summer, but it's just fantastic to be around that energy, and you can have that energy here at the Grand on January the 12th with Champions of Magic. Got Hairspray coming up on January the 16th, the Tony Award-winning Best Musical back again at the Grand. Again, that's just coming up in the next few weeks after the start of the new year. So again, check out the Grand. Go online, grandtheater.org, and be able to find out what Sean Wright and the great folks at the Grand have up their sleeve as this terrific 2022-2023 season continues. The time is 2:39 here on this Wednesday afternoon. It is a hump day Wednesday. Wednesday, as I say, every Wednesday is a busy day for me. I'm here not only for this show until 4 o'clock, then after 2 hours of the Devil's Advocates, I am back from 6 until 8 for another edition of the Big High School Sports Show. I love talking to you here from 2 to 4 about news and issues, and it's a great venue because I'm lucky to have this microphone in front of me. When I see something that either catches my attention or even bugs me a little bit, I'm able to talk about it and maybe put a spotlight on some issue that I think is important. I also love doing the Big High School Sports Show. In fact, I've told people in the past that nothing I have ever done in my broadcasting career, which I've been very fortunate to be involved in for about a quarter century now, maybe a little more than a quarter century, nothing that I've done is made me more proud than the Big High School Sports Show. I think it's 6 years now. I lose track. Some people are able to keep track of those things and know exactly how many hours you're on the air or how many shows you're on the air, how many years you're on the air. I'm not very good at that. But it's been about half a dozen years. And to have the opportunity to have some long-form conversations with area high school coaches and especially the area high school student athletes. I think what the local TV stations do is very important as well in their coverage, but you don't get the long form. You don't get a chance to sit down for 15, 20 minutes sometimes to a coach or a player. Find out really what's going on. Find out more about the person and find out the important aspects of these people. And I just, me and my co-host, whether in the fall, Paul Novinsky, or during the winter, Jeff Grass, when we get a chance to get done with our interviews each week, we always say it. It's always true. That's the best part of the show. The best part is talking and learning about these programs and about these people. And if you have not had a chance to tune in to the Big High School Sports Show, please do so tonight from 6 till 8. Jeff Gress will join me. We will talk about what's going on in high school boys and girls basketball, boys and girls hockey as well. And we do have our special guest at 6:20 this evening. We'll be joined by the head boys basketball coach of the Merrill Blue Jays. Merrill off to a good start in the Wisconsin Valley Conference with a win on the road at Wausau West last Friday. Had a bit of a bump in the road last night. They had a game against a very good Medford team where they fell by 38 points. That's one of the interesting things. We try to schedule our guests after big positives, but that's not the point. Even if it's after a loss, it's still great to talk to these folks. And we'll talk to Troy Pieper, the Merrill head coach on the boys' side at 6:20. And then at 7 o'clock this evening, we'll be talking to our student-athlete guest for this week from the East Merrill United Blue Jacks. That's the hockey co-op between Wausau East and Merrill. And they take the Blue Jays and they take the Lumberjacks and they put it together as the Blue Jacks. And we're going to talk to the outstanding senior goaltender, Jake Furr. Jake Furr is very interesting because when I look at high school athletics, I think about how it's great to have the opportunity to compete. It's not all about the winning and the losing, but the opportunity to compete. And I don't know if anybody has competed more and had more opportunity in his particular sport than Jake Furr, because I've been trying to research it. And I'm not sure whether or not I'm going to be able to find the answer to it, but Jake Furr has faced upwards of 2,700 shots during his high school hockey career. He started as a freshman. He started as a sophomore, a junior, and now as a senior for the Wausau East Merrill Co-op Blue Jack hockey team. And I was talking to the Wausau West hockey coach recently, B.J. Brandt, and I said to him, I asked him, what's the school record for shots faced and saves for your team? And he was saying it was somewhere probably, he wasn't sure. He didn't have it in front of him, but somewhere around 1,100, 1,200. Jake Furr has faced well over double the shots in his high school career. So he has had the opportunity to compete against some of the best teams in the state and be challenged as a hockey player. And it'll be interesting to talk to him about that. It's not been easy because the Blue Jack hockey team has competed in a Wisconsin Valley Conference with schools like West and Stevens Point and has had some struggles in the recent years. They do have, I think, a record now of 2-3 on the campaign. 2-4, actually. 2-4 after their game against Mosinee last night. But 2 wins and 4 losses. But we're going to talk to Jake Furr about that, about being a goaltender that sometimes sees 70, 80 shots. In fact, just a week and a half ago, he saw 76 shots or 77 shots in a game against Stevens Point, made 71 saves, an incredible number. Normally, at a hockey game, you'll see a goaltender face 25, 30, maybe 35 shots in a game. 77 shots, and he played exceptionally well against a very good Stevens Point team to hold them to 6 goals on a night where the Panthers had so many opportunities. So we'll talk to Jake Furr about his hockey, about his interests outside of hockey, and a whole bunch more. So again, I can't say it enough. I just love the aspect of talking to interesting people. We've had that opportunity here on this program. I've said it in the last few months, one of the things that I want to do on this program is to be able to talk to folks who otherwise would not get an opportunity to talk about important issues, important topics on the radio. The same philosophy with the Big High School Sports Show, a chance to hear in long form coaches and players you otherwise wouldn't hear from. So again, 6 to 8 p.m. tonight, the Big High School Sports Show here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Again, our top story here today is the weather. The winter storm warning does remain in effect here for Marathon County until 9 a.m. tomorrow. We've had mixed precipitation, quite a bit of rain, a little bit of freezing rain so far today. We're expecting it to change, and it's going to change to heavy snow. A total accumulation of 6 to 11 inches expected, plus it's going to be windy. The wind gusts will be as high as 35 miles per hour. Travel, again, could be very difficult. If you have the opportunity not to travel this evening, please do so. Try to get through morning commute as well tomorrow. But again, this is a significant snowstorm. We've been seeing grass. We've been seeing green grass here into mid-December. I think we're going to see snow now for a while. In fact, we probably won't see the grass again for a few months. So take a peek out there right now if you have a chance. See that green grass. But again, winter storm warning in effect until 9 a.m. tomorrow. We'll again get a chance to talk to our meteorologist, Ray Miller, after the top of the hour news coming up at 3:06. We have to take a break. We'll come back. Have more. Hump Day Wednesday edition of the big, not yet the big, the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Radio 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. The time is 2:51 on a dark and wet Wednesday afternoon. Again, a reminder, winter storm warning in effect until, 9 a.m. tomorrow? Let me double check. Yep, 9 a.m. tomorrow. Once the snow begins, it's going to come down heavy, heavy tonight and overnight. Mixed precipitation changing to heavy snow. Total accumulation of 6 to 11 inches expected. We'll have more with Ray Miller, our meteorologist, coming up in about 15 minutes at 3:06. Also want to tell you that lined up a great guest for tomorrow. Tomorrow at 3:15, we'll be joined by Jim Boucher. He is the president of the Wausau School Board. Yep, Wausau School Board President Jim Boucher will join us tomorrow at 3:15. We're going to talk about what he and others have found out after the two meetings with the public at Wausau West back in November. And then last week on Wednesday, in fact, last Wednesday, it was a meeting over at Wausau East as well, talking about some of the ideas, some of the thoughts, some of the feelings of the people when it comes to possible school consolidation in terms of maybe merging or closing elementary schools, changing the secondary level as well, perhaps going to a one high school setup here in Wausau. Lots of questions, lots of ideas, and lots to talk about. And we'll talk about it with Jim Boucher, the Wausau School Board President, tomorrow at 3:15, right here on the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Sports-wise, last night, good win for the Milwaukee Bucks. I've been really impressed with the Milwaukee Bucks so far this season. Last year was such a kind of an up-and-down year. Bucks seemed to play almost like they were going through the regular season just to get to the playoffs. They were resting guys. They were not playing, I thought, as sharp as they could have or should have. And I understood it because the year before, when the Bucks won the NBA championship, it was an extended season. It went later into the summer than normal. So that meant a much shorter off season. When the Bucks won the NBA championship, it was like a month later than it normally would have been. That made for a very, very narrow window. And then, of course, a couple of players were also part of the Olympic team after that. So it was basically no off season for guys like Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton. And the Bucks kind of looked like it. I thought they were a little bit caught in the mud for much of last year. They still had a good regular season, but not a great regular season. Did not have home court advantage in the conference semifinal. may have come back to bite them just a little bit as they lost a deciding Game 7 on the road to the Boston Celtics and generally just felt a little disappointing. This season, the Bucks have come out exceptionally sharp, and that was even without Middleton for much of the early part of the season. But Giannis has been at the top of his game. I mean, I've said this before. My parents lived in Milwaukee. Well, actually, I was born in Milwaukee back in December of 1970. And my folks lived in Milwaukee during the late 60s, early 70s. And during that time frame, the Milwaukee Bucks, their first season was 68-69. They had a record of 27 wins and 54 losses. So before the second season of the Milwaukee Bucks, they won a coin flip with the Phoenix Suns for the number one pick in the draft. And they were able to draft a man named Lou Alcindor. Lou Alcindor, for years already at that point, had been the next great superstar. He went to Power Memorial High School in New York City and set record after record. He then went to UCLA, set record after record, leading UCLA to multiple NCAA championships. And then he came to the NBA, and the Bucks won that coin flip, and he turned things around immediately. Great player, and to this day, considered one of the greatest players in NBA history. Maybe you don't know Lou Alcindor, but I think everybody knows Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because Lou Alcindor played for the Milwaukee Bucks, I think, for the first 2 years. And then Kareem changed his name because of his religious beliefs to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But my mom still tells me about when she actually had a chance to see a Bucks game back in that era, what it was like to see Kareem play, how good that guy was. And people think of Kareem mostly with the LA Lakers. And yes, Kareem won more championships with the Lakers, but I think he had more talent around him with the Lakers. He was not the guy with the Lakers. He was the guy, but at the same time, guy had guys like Magic Johnson helping and James Worthy as well. So it was more of a team effort. When Kareem was leading the Bucks to the NBA championship in 1971, he had a legend in Oscar Robertson with him, but Oscar was near the end of his career. He was not the same player as he was at the height of his powers in the 60s. What we're seeing now with Giannis is like seeing Kareem on the court for the Bucks 50 years ago. And people need to wrap their arms around it and savor it. And the great thing is, Kareem, after 6 years, I believe it was, told the Bucks he wanted to leave. He wanted to play either in New York or in L.A. And the Bucks were able to make a great trade. You talk about a trade that wins for both teams. Kareem went to the Lakers, and the Bucks got some players that performed well for great teams for a number of years. Brian Winters, Junior Bridgman, Dave Myers, just to name three of them. I mean, that was all part of that Kareem trade. And those three players helped the Bucks to multiple division championships, 60-win seasons, great basketball. And, of course, Kareem helped the Lakers to five NBA championships. But it was a trade that actually did work for both teams. The thing about Giannis is he loves staying in Milwaukee. He could have forced his way out. He could have. But he signed the long-term deal saying, I'm not leaving until we win a championship. He's won a championship, and now he's still there, and he's still going to try to win more championships. I mean, we are lucky to have a guy like Giannis. I've said this before as well. For the teams that I watch and the teams that I cover here on Bow Falls Radio, the thing that I really love is when I'm able to like the people that I see, the coaches, the players, the administrators. And when I'm watching pro teams, I want to like these guys, say, hey, those are great guys. And when you look at the Milwaukee Bucks, I love the Bucks because of Giannis, of Chris Middleton, of Drew Holiday. I mean, these are guys that they come across so well. Drew Holiday and his wife do so much in the community, so much in terms of important things to help people that need it. These are guys worth rooting for, because there are teams that have guys that are not worth rooting for. So I think we're very lucky, and hopefully the Milwaukee Bucks can continue to play exceptionally well, and that was a great win last night. News coming up here on WXCO.